I think they're unconstitutional, and now I've got to make a decision based on what I feel is the correct thing to do. In good conscience and remaining true to my oath of office, I simply am not going to enforce an unconstitutional law, period. You know, and I certainly think we're dangerously close to that. You know, kind of a quote that I have is, you know, Governor Bruce King once said that we're elected by 51% of the people, but we serve 100% of the people. You know, so sometimes we have to put aside what we personally feel and listen to what our constituents are telling us. You know, and I think in times past, I've testified before the legislature off and on for 30 years. You know, and this year was amazing to me. The way we were treated, the way we were, it was just absolutely amazing. But the bottom line to it is, they voted by party. They didn't vote by what their constituents were saying, just as Representative Townsend spoke of. You know, 96% of the calls were opposing the laws that they still passed. You know, so they weren't listening. You know, and one of the things that was said a lot at the legislature was they talked a lot about making our schools safe. You know, and I don't think there's anybody that disagrees with that. I certainly, it's very close to my heart. My daughter and my son-in-law are both school teachers. I have grandchildren in the school system. The last thing I want to do is see something bad happen. You know, and so I think common sense, looking at it from a lot of different angle laws, you know, that are enforceable, is the way it should have went. But that's not what reigned in Santa Fe this year. And I recognize that there were a number of our representatives from this part of the state who were trying to fight this lunacy and come back with something that was viable and was credible. You know, and they ended up losing that battle because they were simply outnumbered. You know, but, you know, I guess that battle goes on. Now, with me, what I have in this folder here is signature of 1,094 people from our community who could not be here because of when this meeting took place, but wanted to be here to speak on behalf of this resolution. And these lists were, quite honestly, they were out for about 3.5, maybe 4 days in 4 or 5 different locations around town. And honestly, I was shocked when I saw the number of them. You know, I've never seen this many average citizens voice so strongly about any one given issue, ever. You know, so I think, if nothing else, this community is certainly in big support of this resolution, and I would urge you to pass it. And I'll give this to, who do you want me to give this to? These lists.
Wes Carter.
Thank you. You don't need
Michelle. Yeah. Thank you, Bobby. Jimmy Carr, do you want to make a statement?
Bobby is my spokesman.
Oh, okay. Okay, then it's open up to the floor then.
Just please remember to sign in on the sheet at the podium.
Yeah. I learned a long time ago when I talk, I try to do it first so I don't sit there and get anxious about it. Mayor and councilmen and women, I appreciate you having this meeting and allowing me to voice my opinion on this. My name is Greg Bland. My wife and I adopted Carlsbad as our hometown about 36 years ago. The word infringe, you probably already know, means to take small bites at the fringe of something or to remove by small degrees and stealth. This law that was passed is an infringement, pure and simple. In fact, my personal opinion is the background checks that are currently done at gun stores, that's an unconstitutional law. It's not the government's right to know what your background is.